Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
I am well this morning, Regina. How are you doing?
I am good. I mean, you know, I got to be honest. The winter is not necessarily my favorite time of year, but we're braving the cold.
But guess what? We are already in February. Look how fast that first month went, see?
I can't wait for that first little green leaf to pop up and say spring is on the way.
Oh, I can't wait. And usually what's bad is that February and March seem to go by so slow for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Well, with the way the time is moving these days, I think it's all like a blur, right? Because believe it or not, we were just celebrating Thanksgiving, it seems like.
If you can believe it. Yeah, just Christmas was last month or the month before that.
Yeah. But we have another amazing, wonderful guest in studio with us. I'm really excited because I've gotten to know this wonderful person over the past few years and in even her family.
Oh, very nice.
She comes from a wonderful family. Her family, her mom and dad kind of likes the same kind of music I like. So, you know, I think they're good people. But anyway, this morning we've got Miss Stacy Duvall. She's the president of Duvall's Rubber Products. She's board member of the Greater High Desert Chamber. Mm. She's also a board member of the High Desert Community Foundation. And she is the president, all hail the chief, of the of the Kiwanis Victorville of Victorville. Did I say that right? Kiwanis of Victorville.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
And that's actually what we're going to talk to her today about is the Kiwanis Club. So you know what? Welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Stacy, so glad to have you here.
Thank you very much. Thank you both for having me today.
And so let's just jump in. Tell us about the Kiwanis Club, because I know there are a lot of people out there that are listening that are probably familiar, but then there are some who may say, I've heard of it, but I don't know who they are, what they do.
Sure.
So share with us.
So Kiwanis is a global organization dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've got clubs in over 80 countries, members volunteering millions of hours annually to support children and their communities. So, but Kiwanis, their key initiatives and their key focus include addressing childhood health and education, promoting leadership, and organizing service projects that make, you know, a tangible difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, how does that kind of pare down to the Kiwanis of Victorville?
So,
what are your initiatives? What are some of those things that you guys are really focused on?
We've got a few signature events that we like to focus on during the year. One of them just happened, like you said, a blink of an eye. It was the Children's Christmas Parade.
Yes.
We have it once a year. And this past December, we had over 100 entrants. So it was a really, it was a great parade. We had a great showing, marching bands, car clubs, service, other service clubs come out to just show off what they are doing throughout the year themselves.
Right.
So that's one of our big, that's one of our biggest events.
If memory serves, wasn't this like the 77th or something like that?
Yes. So we're already, I know it's only February, but we're already getting ready.
Are you really?
To come up with a theme for this year's parade. Oh. Last year was Winter Around the World.
Yes.
And this next year, we haven't come up with a theme yet, but we're working on that. We're working on getting out our applications for Grand Marshal. We like to reach out into the community and find out who else is doing great work that we may not know about so that we can, you know, highlight them during the parade and spread their message as well.
I never knew, Stacy, that that's how the Grand Marshal was selected.
Yeah, we really like to focus on the community here in the High Desert.
The community has an opportunity to have a voice in that then, right?
Exactly.
What's really awesome, too, is that this is a year-round thing. So it's not like you're starting, Stacy, this the plans for the parade like in September, October. You're starting it right now. We just finished the parade.
Right.
So this because is an something ongoing of that thing. Size, of
it's
course,
a,
takes,
yeah.
It takes a village. It really does. And and the city of Victorville is always a great partner to work with.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all the stuff that they do. And we always want to come prepared when we sit down with them. So.
I got to perform two times in this parade.
Did you?
I was in ROTC.
Nice.
At Hesperia High School and the drill team, Hesperia Junior High.
Look,
yay!
Cool.
So I was in parade. Yeah,
yeah,
look at that. So
I was
the parade.
I was in marching band in high school, and I loved the parades.
Really?
So there was always a lot of fun. So I really,
and it's really nice for the community to come together for it, so they don't have to go down the hill. It's like right here on 7th Street.
It's,
so that's
it's
awesome.
A fun morning, though.
It is.
Really is.
It really
it's
is.
A fun morning, and it also, I think. Because, you know, there's nothing like being able to kind of revisit your childhood.
Exactly.
And so you see that in the eyes of the little ones as they're seeing all of this activity and the floats and, you know, all of that happen.
There are folks that have been coming out to the parade for years. In fact, this year we added a third announcing station. And at the end of the parade, we had a couple come up to the announcing station and they said, "We just want to say thank you for being here this year. Because we've been coming to this parade for over 25 years, and it's the first time we actually knew what we were looking at because we had somebody telling us what was going on and who was walking down the street. So we really enjoyed it.
Well, here's the thought.
If I remember correctly, wasn't it nice weather, too?
Right? Roxanne and I can, and man, one of those announcing.
I've never done that before. I remember some of our older radio personalities, I believe, did something for Apple Valley one year for their Happy Trails parade.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, Stacey, we had good weather.
We did. It was perfect.
We planned it out just right.
Yes.
Well,
so
that's
yeah,
one
awesome.
Of them, which is a major.
The parade is always the first Saturday in December.
Okay.
So.
And it's one of the major signature events.
Yes.
Of Kiwanis.
Will it get postponed if it rains?
No, it's just canceled.
Just canceled. Okay.
Yes.
So you won't. Okay. So that's too bad.
That is.
Okay.
Well, we're not talking about that.
No,
that's
no, I know, but I'm just saying.
It's not going to happen.
You're not going to rain on our parade yet.
Right. We're not raining on the parade.
Okay.
We're not even putting that in the atmosphere.
I guess not.
Okay. So, Stacey.
We've got some.
In that, we were talking about kind of the mission and the purpose and all of that of Kiwanis. And so you gave us some ideas or insight of what Kiwanis really is about and who they're serving, right, and the intent. But who can join and how can they join?
Anyone can join. Our club meets the second and fourth Thursday of the month at noon. And we're always looking for more people to come out and volunteer and help service the community. You know, the most valuable thing you can give anybody is your time.
Yes.
And that's what we're looking for. Folks that have the time to come out and help, you know, at the parade or help at any of our other projects. We also man the beer gardens during the Victorville concerts in the park. And all of the money that we raise for the beer gardens goes to the Recreation Assistance Program. We call it RAP.
Okay.
And you know, but that takes time, and that takes, you know, somebody to come out, help set up the tables, set up the booth, and again, you're giving your time to the community, and I think the most valuable thing you can give anybody is your time.
I agree. So that sounds like a fun and exciting event, because the concerts in the park aren't there. That's a series, right?
Yes.
And so people can come in. It's during a nice time of the year for me, because, you know, I'm a summer baby. So that seems like a lot of fun. And so if someone is interested, anybody can join, and they just need to show up to a meeting, which you have on the second and fourth Thursdays at 12 o'clock. And where do those take place?
We meet at Little Bit of Country.
Oh, okay.
On Hesperia Road, just up the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you're out there listening and you're looking, you know, for this year, that might be one of your goals, that you want to be more involved in community and provide some service that is of real value to you. It's real meaningful to you, and it really will mean something to somebody else on the receiving end of that. Then feel free to join them on the second or fourth Thursday at 12 o'clock at Little Bit of Country. And that's all they need to do is show up, right?
They just show up, come and meet us all, and we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the other things that we do. We've got quite a few service projects that we do, like
And I want to hear about those. So okay. Feel free to share with us some of those service projects and upcoming activities
yeah.
that you have.
Well, the WRAP program is something that we're really excited about and really trying to promote. And like I said, we use the money that we raise from the beer gardens at the concerts in the park in Victorville. Mm. And we donate that straight. All of the proceeds go straight back to the city.
Okay.
And the city, when kids want to join some of the recreation programs that they have in the city of Victorville, let's say basketball or soccer, and they might not have the funds to pay mm-hmm. for those classes, the city will supplement them with a scholarship to make sure that they can participate.
Program.
Basically.
That's wonderful. So if you've got a kid who wants to take an art class.
Exactly.
Or a dance class. Or
yes.
You know, basketball or whatever, and funding may be the barrier,
right?
You guys are raising funds to help that not be the barrier.
Exactly. Right. We want to make sure that everybody and all the kids have an opportunity to participate, and that shouldn't be one of the things that holds them back.
You guys are, is Kiwanis a 501c3?
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Great.
So if anybody's ever looking to participate, you know, monetarily,
yes.
we are more than happy to put those funds to use.
Yes.
And I know that the kids in Victorville would really appreciate it, especially the WRAP program.
Yeah. yeah. And I think that that's important because a lot of times I agree with you that being able to give of our time
mm-hmm.
is invaluable.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes because of the nature of what we do or those seasons that we find ourselves in our lives, time, being able to give that time is just not possible. But we can write a check, right?
Exactly.
I got to stop saying write a check, too, because that sounds like I'm really old.
No, it's not.
So we can Zelle, Cash App, all that, right? I'm sure
yes,
you guys
we got PayPal, Venmo, yes, however you
right,
want. Yes.
Venmo, all of that. So I got to start saying that, Roxanne. You got to help me.
There are a lot of places that still accept checks. I mean, it's dwindling,
but
still.
We don't want to talk about those, because those are usually places that older people...
What?
Seniors and mature people fraternize, right? And
we're all young babies
yeah,
here.
So I'm
sure.
trying to stay, you know, in that kind of young, yeah. keep my foot in that pool.
Oh, but, talking about feet. That's,
yes.
So one of our other big giveaways is our shoe giveaway.
Oh, okay.
So there are lots of kids going from sixth grade into seventh grade, and that can be an anxious time for students.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that they feel comfortable on their first day of school when it's time to show up. So we last year gave away 75 we gave away certificates
okay.
to 75 students in the Victor Elementary School District.
Okay.
And what that was is the teachers in sixth grade were able to nominate students in their class. And we had three kids from each school in the Victor Elementary School District come out. And so it was about 75 kids, 75 students
wow.
that we were able to provide shoes with. And we partnered with a shoe store that actually gave us an extra $25 per student. So we were really excited to give them $90 to go into the store
and buy a pair of shoes.
And they could pick whichever type of shoe they wanted. And some of those kids went in, they picked, you know, a really fancy pair of shoes. And there were some other kids that came out with two or three pair of shoes because they were shoppers and they knew
they
that they would.
At the discount. Exactly. They got the sale. Those are my kids.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's always a really fun event, especially for us to see these kids be able to go in and not have any barrier, again, to whatever they wanted. And they get to choose.
Stacey,
what they're going to wear.
I'm so glad you brought that up because here, Roxanne, we're going to appeal to our listeners.
Uh-huh.
I think that if you can Venmo, Cash App, you know, whatever, or write a check, right, to help support that program, how wonderful. Because those were 75 kids who first day of school, they went, they felt really good because I got a new pair of shoes. I picked them out myself. They're mine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that has, that has a huge impact on how they feel about themselves and being prepared to go in those classrooms and start to learn.
Exactly.
Right? What leaders are being created from that?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And what hearts are being shaped from that? because somebody cared enough to want to make sure that I had a new pair of shoes
right.
for school. So let's try to help more than 75 kids this year.
That's our plan.
Have new shoes to go to school.
Yes, that would be fantastic if we could help more than that. We're always looking for more kids. But again, it always comes back to funding, and we want to make sure that we can help these kids feel really good about themselves.
Well, we're making that appeal, and we'll do that throughout the year. When does that program actually get executed? Is that in August?
No, actually, it's earlier in the year because we want. You know, it's so weird, right? I feel like school always ended in late July for me, and then we started back in September. But school seems like to start earlier and earlier every
right.
year.
Yes.
But so we have this in May. We is when we take the kids shopping.
Okay, so
yes.
In May the kids go shopping.
In May
so
they go shopping.
Really want to thank you. Want to thank all of the members of Kiwanis of Victorville for the wonderful work that you're doing. That's really intentional on helping to improve the quality of life and opportunity for our kids. That's really powerful and important. And we'll look forward to having you back.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Because we're starting to move towards spring.
I was just about to say that. And for our listeners, you know that we don't like winter.
Yeah, winter is not my favorite, but, you know. Well, you know what? As we are into Women's History Month,
mm-hmm.
right, we have already had some amazing women that we've talked to.
It's absolutely great.
You know? But this lady has just set the high desert ablaze.
And I love her outfit.
Yes.
If you could see it, I love it.
She is just amazing in what she's doing in the realm of education here, the work that she's doing with our students over at Adelanto High School. I am just honored to have Dr. Alika Jackson-Jarrell join us. She is the Heritage Site Coordinator for Victor Valley Union High School District. She's also a special education teacher, and she is the BSU advisor for Adelanto High School.
Welcome.
Dr. Alika, to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you. So glad to be here, Ms. Regina and Roxanne.
Well, it is our honor and pleasure to have you here. And we've got a lot that we want to talk about in a short period of time to try and get it all in. So we're going to try and make that happen. I really want to start off talking about the work that you have been doing, and I should say the award-winning work that you have been doing through the Heritage Program. So let's start by explaining to us what the Heritage Program is.
Thank you so much. The Heritage Program is an equity program that VVUHSD started in 2022 to address the huge disparity that our African-American students were having
mm-hmm.
In regard to them being able to go and attend a four-year university. Our students in the African-American community were struggling. Only about 6% of our Black students on Adelanto's campus were A through G ready.
Oh, wow.
Yes. This is a nationwide issue, though. It's just not within our district. If you talk to any other district across this country, they have the same type of numbers for African-American
okay.
students. So this was an issue, and it's been an ongoing issue, but our district decided in 2022 that they were going to address the data that kept recurring year
okay.
after year, and they were going to do something about our African-American students and our English second language learner students.
Okay. And so now at that point, you, because you had been an educator, a teacher at Adelanto High School, right?
Yes.
And so because of the amazing work that you had been doing with students, then you were kind of selected to this Heritage Project. And so tell us a little bit about what you've been able to accomplish since 2022.
Okay, yes, I was selected, and the person matters. The person who runs this program definitely matters because you have to connect with the students culturally.
Mm-hmm.
You have to connect with their families. You have to connect with community members who are going to bring in resources. So first and foremost, I was selected by our district and our principal to run this program. And just over the past few years, we have made so many magnificent strides. Mm. Our first year, we went from 6% to 48% of our African-American students becoming A through G ready, meaning they pass the 15 classes that they're required to take from 9th through 12th grade in order for them to be eligible for Cal States or UCs.
Wait, Dr. Chapman, I want to make sure that I heard you correctly. You're saying in the first year, you went from 6% to 48%.
Yes. Okay. We did. We definitely did. And then in the second year, which was last year, we went from 48% to 69%.
And what do you attribute being able to gain those numbers? I mean, going from 6% to 48%, what was different? What happened? What did you do?
Mm-hmm. So the program is multifaceted. I call them in once a month. We go over their grades. I make sure that their classes, they're in the right classes first and foremost,
okay,
in order to be A through G ready. That's something systemically as a district and as a school we honed in on after this program was started. Some of our students were not being placed in the correct classes.
Okay.
So when it came time to graduate as a senior, they were deficient in the classes they needed to be eligible. So because of this program, we ended up changing so many systems within our school, but that's part of it, monitoring their grades, making sure that they're aware of what their grades look like. I tell them, you can't just ignore your grades. It's like a bill. They don't go away.
Right.
You have to address them head on, and if you do that early, you can correct them and make change. But the cultural piece of our program, I think, is what is most impactful. There is a cultural relevancy that must be addressed for African American students. Mm-hmm. With that, we took cultural field trips. We took an HBCU trip where students saw themselves represented from the president's role to the educator's roles to being student. They could then see themselves as college students.
Right.
When we went to college, we went to local college visits too. And the first thing some of our students said were they don't see themselves represented. And you know, when we don't have representation, we don't often see ourselves being able to become, you know, what it is we're striving for.
Or
so
become successful,
right,
in those environments.
Exactly.
Right.
So that culture piece, we also connected the parents. And you know, within our community, sometimes we don't have a trust for authority, and sometimes that extends even to the school sites.
Right.
So having someone like me in the position, being able to talk the same language, to reach out to the parents and let them know that we support them and their students, it made a difference, like direct contact, me right, calling parents, inviting them to our parent meetings. And what ended up happening is for many years, people thought Black parents wouldn't show up at school or didn't care about education.
Right.
And hundreds of parents showed up.
Yeah. Yes.
And they said, how did you get them here? I said, you have to connect with the parents.
Right.
You have to reach out to them. You have to do things that will engage them.
And create that inviting
environment.
Environment. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that's what you've also done with the students. It reminds me of a couple of things. One, that it takes a village,
yes,
right? And so you've talked about what Victor Valley Union High School District has done, because they made the commitment, one, to have this program and have someone like yourself who is hugely qualified but also equally passionate about this work, right?
Yes.
And then you, in fact, bring the students in, bring the parents in. Now we got the team, right,
right,
to help ensure this student success, right? That's critically important, and I am still blown away at these numbers that you've been able to do. So you've done that. I know the program has been recognized. Will you just share with us a couple of the awards that you have received?
So the most recent award that we've received as a result of the Heritage Program is the California Golden Bell Award.
Wow.
It is one of the most prestigious educational awards you can receive in California. Out of the thousands of districts and programs, ours was one of the 30 that they recognize each year. We just were celebrated with that wonderful honor.
And I know before we end that you are an avid reader.
Yes.
Right? I don't know what you're reading now, but I kind of follow you. So I know that you had set a goal for how many books you were going to read this year. Can you, before we end and conclude this interview, can you tell us why reading for you is so powerful and how you want to share that?
Yes, reading is everything. Reading is so fundamental. Literacy in general, there's a direct correlation between poverty, between prison, and literacy rates. Particularly in our community, with our young people, most people have about an eighth grade reading level. In general, right. Americans probably right. have about an eighth grade reading level.
Right.
Most Americans are under average reading level, but particularly in our community, we are not reading enough. And I learned this as a 19-year-old, that if we are not teaching our children, African-American males, how to read at grade level by fourth grade, they are building prison beds for them.
That's true.
With the data.
Very true.
With that information, it put me on a mission to elevate and highlight literacy, because we cannot have our children going, filling up the prisons. We must have them going in the direction of being educated.
Yes.
So literacy is dear and true to my heart, and it will always be.
Well, I want to thank you for coming today to share about the Heritage Program, which, again, just the 6 to 48%, I'm blown away, then 48 to 69%.
Yeah.
I'm like in awe of that. But to share with us the amazing work that's being accomplished in such a short period of time through that program, and then also about the wonderful celebration that will take place. What date is the Black Grad?
It will be Sunday, May 18th, and it begins at 2 p.m.
Okay. So Sunday, May 18th, 2 p.m., Adelanto Stadium is the Black Grad HD High
yes.
Desert, right?
Yes, yes.
And everyone is welcome to come out and cheer these young people who have accomplished much to be able to take that walk with pride and cultural dignity, right?
Yes.
I want to thank you for your commitment to our students, to our families, to our community, and to being a sister. Right?
Yes. Yes.
In purpose.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And working together. So thank you for all the beautiful things that you are doing and bringing to this community.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.